Hola! Welcome to yet another episode of Days of Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings taken from the archives. This is part two of my three-part exploration slash deep dive into the Saw franchise from early 2024. This episode focuses on Saw 4, Saw 5 and Saw 6. You might notice where this is going. And yeah, hopefully you've listened to the preceding episode, which you can find on my podcast feed. Where I talk about Saw 1, Saw 2, Saw 3. Although, it's not completely necessary. This was another episode where I was trapped in the villainous Jigsaw's bathroom from the first film. Oh no, will I escape in a manner that is radio-friendly? Well, yes, because this was broadcast on FM radio originally, so, you know, there are certain rules we have to follow and things like that. But I hope you enjoy this episode nevertheless. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Days of Magical Mystery Mix to keep up with the latest episodes of the show, and also my live show that goes out every Saturday on air, Days of Magical Mystery Mix. You can catch up with it there. And yeah, in the meantime, enjoy, and say hello to me from the past. Bye! 97.2 Cam FM. Good morning, Cambridge. It's absolutely wonderful being here. Good evening, one and all. Like jazz, this is freeform and improvised. Banger after banger. You wouldn't like it, but yet you like it. I'm getting side eyes. I feel like I said something wrong. It's the decade dip. The doorbell's just literally run over my foot. It's finally happened. I'm dying. Send in your best milk jokes. If the committee are listening, please help. Hey there, so you are running London Marathon as we speak. Smashed it, they've absolutely smashed it. Buckingham Court piece, the very best in Cambridge talent. This is the show of shows. You're listening to Camille and it's the Charlie and Samuel show. Vibes on Clives, Cab FM. Did you start the tunes? Cab FM breakthrough. We are the Brunch Girls, Afrobeat, the something something. CamFM.co.uk. Yay!
Daisy!
Daisy!
Midweek Movie Mumblings. Oh yes.
Okay, so yet again I mysteriously find myself in the Cam FM studio. Not quite sure how I ended up here, but it seems very, very mysteriously similar to the last time I did a Saw retrospective, where I recounted the first three Saw films on Days of Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings. Who knows? Maybe this is the same thing. I don't know. But I still seem to have a tape placed so fortuitously in front of me. So I guess I better see what it says. Okay, let's do that.
Hello, Daisy. You find yourself yet again trapped in the Cam FM studio in that devilish way that I packed it last time. Yeah, so you kind of get the drill by now. You cannot leave until you discuss the next three in the Saw film franchise. Saw 4, Saw 5, and Saw 6. Yeah, so you can't leave. I'm going to stop talking now because my throat really hurts and I really need a lozenge. Just let me know when you've done that. And yeah, I'll come back. All right, speak to you soon. Bye. Bye.
Right, well, I guess that's that sorted then. So it looks like I'll be doing a further discussion of the Saw films, this time looking at Saw 4, Saw 5 and Saw 6. Personally, okay, I dare be controversial here. Personally, I would say these are my favourite films of the entire Saw franchise, so I'm looking forward to discussing them with you. Although, you know, Saw 10 is a masterpiece, but we will get to that. In fact, I think I've already discussed Saw 10 on this here programme before, which you can catch up on by going to www.camfm.co.uk/shows/ something along the lines of Daisy's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings. Something along those lines, but you can find it on the website. It's dead easy. And I just wanted to apologise as well for not recording my show last week. We were right in the middle of the bumps commentary and I was exhausted, so unfortunately we didn't have an episode last week. However, I am back, I'm feeling better, I'm feeling rested, I'm feeling ready to go, I'm ready to talk about some movies. Just a reminder yet again that this is a pre-recorded show, so any messages you send me I won't be able to read out live on air, sad face. However, you are still warmly encouraged to send your messages in via the web form www.camfm.co.uk/player. I will be sent them through the magical means of technology as the show goes out. So please do send them over during this broadcast. If you're listening after 9 o'clock on the 6th of March, 2024, so if you're listening at any other time, just email dmmm@camfm.co.uk. That's dmmm@camfm.co.uk. Or send a message to my Instagram directly, Daisy's Magical Mystery Mix, to get your voice heard. You know, this show is nothing without the democratic voice of my listeners. So if you've got any feedback, if you've got any films you'd like me to check out, feel free to send them my way. But in the meantime, luckily, I've been left with three additional tapes, including the Saw 4, Saw 5 and Saw 6 trailers. He really does think ahead, that Jigsaw. So I guess we'll start off by playing you a little snippet from the Saw 4 trailer and then we'll get into it. All right, okay, see you in a bit. Bye! Bye! Okay, love you, bye!
You think it's over just because I'm dead? It's not over. Hello, Officer Rake. You have witnessed your colleagues disappear. Tonight, I give you the opportunity to save everyone. Welcome to your rebirth.
Two officers are missing.
I am just curious as to why.
Take off the mask and put your hands in the air.
The games have just begun.
He's being recruited.
Daisy's Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings on Cam FM.
So, Saw 4. Right, now we're getting into properly camp territory. I don't know if you guys remember my show from a couple of weeks ago, but I basically, I discussed in broad terms the trajectory of the Saw franchise, right? So you start with Saw 1, a genuinely really great film, you know, it using a very limited budget, might I add, to great success. Just really creative, all around amazing. James Wan, one of his first films before he went on to direct things like Insidious and The Conjuring. Two films which I don't particularly like, but you know, this is a great film. Saw is probably his best work, I would personally say. And then you move on to Saw 2, things get very boring very quickly. There's not really much to say. I think Saw 2 is probably like most fairly could be classed as torture porn. I know that's a term that gets thrown around a lot. Basically just refers to violence for the sake of violence with no plot behind it, which you could use to describe several of the Saw films that I would describe in more praiseworthy terms, but we'll get into that. Saw 3, again, probably the most boring of the Saw films. I would say it's probably my least favorite, other than the Jigsaw and Spiral, which are just affronts to God. But again, we'll get into that later, in about 2 weeks, actually, when I do my third Saw retrospective. But anyway, you know, just generally, we've gone from really genuinely a great film to just two not very good films that could very fairly be classed as torture porn. Now, Saw 4 is where we take a really, really interesting turn, right? Now we're getting into pure camp cheese. We had a little bit of this in Saw 3. Darren Lynn Bousman, by the way, who directed both Saw 2 and Saw 3 and Saw 4, incidentally. So I guess not both, but tripled? I don't know. Anyway. Saw 4 really starts to embrace the completely insane premise of the entire film franchise, right? You've got a psychopathic serial murderer, although he wouldn't describe himself as such, who locks people in death traps so that they can appreciate life more. Like, okay. And I think this is the film that really sort of says, right, okay, we're a franchise known for extreme gore, really bad writing, and the most convoluted plot twist that would put M. Night Shyamalan to shame. Let's just go full hog with it, right? So I will say, Saw 4, Saw 5, and Saw 6 do blend into each other a bit. You kind of basically only know them by, A, what traps there are in them, what actors there are in them, and what insane plot twist there is. This one has it in droves, because this is the film that introduces it doesn't introduce, but it properly starts to develop the relationship between Detective Peter Strom and Detective Mark Hoffman. Two characters who are very famous within the Saw franchise more generally. Again, Hoffman makes a cameo, by the way, in Saw 10, and I literally lost my mind. But anyway, these two characters, I mean, really, quite honestly, they could be Bill and Ted. They are just so hilarious. Everything they do, it's meant to be like very serious, although it's not really, like, it has this very serious like treatment to it, but they're both so over the top. The two actors, Kostas Mandylor and Scott Patterson, they're both so unbelievably over the top with it, so completely like just a pastiche of what a detective would actually be acting like in this situation. I don't know, it's great. And the traps in Saw 4 are pretty great too. Also, interesting enough, Devin Bostick, who plays Roderick in the Diary of a Wimpy Kid films, is in this. When he showed up, I was like, oh, hi. Also, to give you an idea of just quite how convoluted the plots are, spoilers for about the next 30 seconds, by the way, feel free to shut your ears or, you know, cover your speaker until then. Tobin Bell, who plays Jigsaw, his character dies in the third film. Yes, he is the glue that holds the whole franchise together. He is Jigsaw, right? Technically an eponymous protagonist because, well, an eponymous antagonist, I should say, because Saw is in the title of the film. However, he dies in the third one. However, he comes back, right, for every single Saw film apart from Spiral, okay? That's partly why Spiral is really bad, but he comes back for every single Saw film apart from Spiral, okay? But he dies in the third one. Now, given that not every single film, including Saw 4, is just a continuation, it's not just like a prequel, right? So they have an excuse to keep bringing him back. No, no, no. The mainline Saw franchise continues the story past Jigsaw's death, but he's still there. So hopefully that gives you an idea of how insanely convoluted the plot gets and the plot twist. And I absolutely love it. It's so good. It's so just like, I watched all of the Saw films while crocheting, and I can't express to you how great of a franchise the Saw films are to crochet alongside, because you don't need to be watching them. Like, well, you do need to like watch them, obviously, but you don't need to like keep your entire attention. If something gets a bit too yuck for you, you can just be like, okay, I'm just gonna look back at my crochet or whatever. It's just, you know, they're just some of the line delivery. I mean, we don't get into true God tier line delivery until Saw 7 and or Saw 3D, the final chapter is as it's known. Invoking the line delivery of that film, hopefully those of you who have seen it will know exactly what line I'm referring to in the form of promotional DVD. But again, we'll get to that. I don't know. I just think Saw 4 is when the franchise really starts to sort of dip its toes into more camp. Incidentally, though, one thing I find this really interesting is that Darren Lynn Bozeman directed it. Again, I find this fascinating because he did direct the two, well, technically the three worst Saw films other than Saw 4. He directed Saw 2, which I hated, Saw 3, which I also didn't like very much, and Spiral, which I just absolutely despise to an ungodly extent. Again, when we get to that episode in 2 weeks' time, enjoy that. I will be ranting and raving about it. But again, you know, I think this is probably his best Saw outing, Darren Lynn Bozeman, and, you know, it's pretty good. It's very camp. You do not need to have seen the other Saw films to watch this. It came a year out. It came out immediately out the year following Saw 3. Again, incredible. Also, to give you an idea of the so bad it's good territory we're talking about, this has a whopping 18% on Rotten Tomatoes. Last time I checked, Madam Web has 13%. So it could be worse. You know, what can I say? It could be worse. Also, incidentally, I've seen Madam Web. Maybe I'll talk about it next week, but we'll see. Anyway, Saw 4. Overall, I would give it, like, in terms of, like, actual filmmaking quality, I'd probably give it, like, a 2 out of 5, right? But in terms of how much fun I had with it, it's got to be a 4. It's got to be a 4. Like, I'm sorry. I can't remember my mini review I gave for this. I can try and find it now, but again, I would say if you're interested in, like, camp horror and it's something that has piqued your interest, I know that's not how you pronounce it, I would say check it out. Again, you don't need to have seen the previous Saw films. I would recommend watching the previous Saw films because, again, if you're into sort of campy, so bad it's good horror, why wouldn't you watch all the Saw films? I don't know why you wouldn't, but anyway. So I don't think my mini review is going to come up, so that's sad, but I've pretty much given it to you anyway. We're going to move on now to Saw 5, where we're really starting to get into sort of cheese, like lovely aged cheese territory. So bear with me while I whack in the tape the eponymous voice down the tape recorder from earlier left me. Thank you very much, by the way. Here is the trailer clip for Saw 5. Enjoy. Bye.
Hello, Agent Strom. If you're hearing this, then you've finally found what you've been looking for.
Ah! was supposed to die in that trap.
You're no longer handling the case, Peter.
On whose orders?
Mine.
What do you want from me?
I want to know if you have what it takes. Vengeance can change a person. Make you into something you never thought you were capable of being.
Right, so Saw 5. Now we're cooking. Now we're really, the barbecue is a-blazing. Everyone's come round. We're having a great time. It's barbecue season, baby. And there's lots of cheese. I don't know how far I'm going to go with this analogy, but, you know, Saw 5, it's great. Basically, we are now firmly planted in the unbelievably camp territory. You know, I said that, what did I say? That Madam Web had 13% on Rotten Tomatoes. Well, it finds itself in good company with Saw 5, also sitting at 13% on Rotten Tomatoes. Directed by auteur David Hackle, who also directed Saw, apparently he also co-directed. No, okay, no, he did. I don't think he co-directed it. But anyway, no, he produced. Oh, I see. He produced Saw 4. So the man has a vision, is all I'm going to say. David Hackle, and film to David Hackle. Again, continuing the unbelievable campness of the previous films. This is really, if I can talk a bit, I mean, I'm not going to go into spoilers, but this is really the peak of the Peter Strom, Mark Hoffman cinematic masterpiece of a relationship. I am being a bit sarcastic. It's very, they're both, again, they're very pastiche, hyperbolic depictions of detectives in, I was about to say who would be in this situation, but realistically, would detectives ever end up in this situation? Probably not. But yeah, just genuinely a really good film. Yet again, I just can't think about this one without smiling. And I know the Saw films are not for most people, right? They're very gory, they're very violent. Some have called them torture porn. I would agree in the case of certain films, but it's just, I just love this film. It's so endearing, it's so funny, it's so camp, it's so bad it's good. It's the pinnacle of so bad it's good. I really don't think a single person working on this production, apart from maybe Tobin Bell, I don't think a single person working this production thought it was going to be any good. Everyone who signed up to be in Saw 5 knew exactly what they were getting in for, and my God, I'm so glad they did. Again, some great traps in this one. We've got the very famous Peter Strom death helmet thing from the beginning of the film, which you can actually see in the trailer. Again, great fun and by all the family. Just kidding. This is an 18. Don't watch it unless you are over the age of 18, obviously. But it's just, again, you can probably hear me smiling just thinking about this film. I love it. I think it's great. I don't, look, it's really hard because obviously this is the sort of pinnacle of the Peter Strom and Mark Hoffman relationship, this film. And I love it for that. And I mean, God, the final scene of this film is so, it's just so, it's everything. It's really the Saw franchise, the campiness, the fun, the extreme, like, what? Plot twists of the Saw franchise. It's perfectly encapsulated in that final scene. But I do think that in terms of where my heart belongs, I do think Saw 6 is my favourite still. I mean, we'll get on to that. I'll tell you why. But Saw 5 just has such a beautiful place in my heart. Also, Saw 5 came out in 2008, which I feel like in many ways was the pinnacle of pop culture. I was 6 years old in 2008. I did not watch it, obviously, when it came out in cinemas or anything like that. I only watched it recently when I did my massive, great, big deep dive into all the Saw films. But wow. It's so 2008. It's so, I mean, again, I was only 6 years old, but just like seeing all the little camcorders, seeing all the little MP3 players, it's so nostalgic in that sense. And it's just so, the editing as well. You know, you can say what you like about the Saw films, but they never gave up on that strobe effect style, Thorpe Park trailer-esque editing. It's so good. The way I describe the editing of the Saw films is, I don't know if you guys saw, remember that roller coaster, The Smiler at Alton Towers? When that was first coming, like when that was first released to the public and was first coming out, all of the marketing material and all of the trailers for that are so, I think, owe their entire legacy to the Saw franchise. Because, again, what can I say? Okay, again, this is not the best film of all time. I mean, that 13% on Rotten Tomatoes. is all I can say to that. But, you know, if I was to say, we're not rating the film in terms of overall, we're not rating it. This isn't like a Spielberg masterpiece. We're not rating it like that. We're rating it in terms of how much I enjoyed it, how much of a fun time I had with it. And by Jove and all the other gods above, I very, very much enjoyed it and thought it was a fun time to be had by all. So yes, yeah, so that was Saw 5. In fact, if I was to give it a five, like a rating out of five, I would probably give it a 4.5 in terms of, like, out of five in terms of, like, how much fun I had with it. Again, if we're talking about objective filmmaking quality, maybe something a bit less than that. So probably maybe I'd say like a 2.5. actually, that's it. It's perfectly average, but again, beautiful, love it. Anyway, we're gonna move on to Saw 6, which is my, I think, probably my favorite Saw film apart from Saw 10. So let's get into it. Let's have a little word about that. Okay, bye.
You think it's the living that will have ultimate judgment over you?
Why are you doing this? What do you want?
Because the dead will have no claim over your soul.
No, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it.
But you may be mistaken. But I am still among you. When faced with death, who should live versus who will live are two entirely separate things.
If it's Halloween, it must be Saw.
You will be put to the test.
Saw 6.
Can you hear that? That is the sound of me physically wringing my hands together to talk about Saw 6. I love this film. This film is my baby. It's my child. I will not hear any word against it. Is it very good? No. Is it like a worthy piece? Would I want this film to represent humanity if aliens came down and were like, we're going to judge your worth as a civilization based on whether or not we believe your artistic output to be worthy of merit? Would I pick this to be the film to give them? Probably not, no. However, if those aliens were like, hey, do you have a so bad it's good cheese classic with lots of gore in it that we could watch? I'd be like, absolutely, okay? This film is truly a masterpiece. Basically, every time the Saw franchise aims its sort of philosophical canon at something, it generally misses. However, in this film and in Saw 10, which incidentally I think is the other really great Saw film in terms of camp cheese and how much it embraces its own ludicrousness, both of these take aim at the American healthcare system. Are they particularly astute criticisms? No. Do they make for a really fun and completely insane narrative where yet again our King Tobin Bell can rise from the ashes and deliver the camp masterpiece performance we were all dreaming of? Absolutely. This film follows a healthcare executive in a Saw trap thing where he basically has to like decide the fates of various ones of his employees throughout. So it's basically Telltale Games on steroids, and it is so good. It's a genuine, also, can I just say, there's a roundabout trap in this. Again, ask your parents if you're under 18, because only over 18s can watch this film. But there is some genuinely incredible acting in the roundabout scene. There's this one guy in particular. I want to see if I can find his name. He's only shown for about 5 minutes during this roundabout scene. He wears a little vest top. He's genuinely he puts his absolute heart into it. He's genuinely really good. Also, Devin Bostick is in this film again. I know, it's so weird. He's just in all the Saw films. Right, I'm going to see if I can find. I believe his name is Sean Matheson. Sean Matheson, if you're listening, I know you were in this film for only about 5 minutes, but you stole the show, my friend. You really did. He puts in a great performance. Again, completely understood the assignment. It's so camp. It's so over the top. It's just so everything. I love it. Also, Peter Outerbridge, who plays the kind of healthcare executive who has to sort of wander about and decide the fate of all these people. He is great too. He also looks, incidentally, he kind of reminds me of if Reese Shearsmith, the British comedy writer, and Edward Norton had a child. So there's that. Just no notes for this film. It's so good. It's so good. It's so over the top. It's so completely overblown. Everything is driven up to 11. Not a single element of this film is designed to be taken seriously. I really hope no one actually does take any element of this film seriously. Yeah, great. Also, some of the best saw traps. Again, I think this kind of Telltale Games video game like structure to the film really aids it. Again, is this film like, also, hey, the Rotten Tomatoes score speaks for itself. We went from, what was it, 15% down to 13%, up to 39%. So, you know, we're riding high with Saw 6, and I think that speaks to just quite how fun and like, you can't look, it's so again, I mean, the I'm reading the Rotten Tomatoes consensus now. It won't earn the franchise many new fans. I disagree. I think if you watch Saw 6, you'll get a great understanding of everything that the franchise is about. Camp horror, gore to the max, Tobin Bell being brought back in some incredibly, increasingly convoluted manner to affect the main plot. Again, fantastic. 2009 was also the year I went with my family to Australia, which was really good fun. And I have very fond memories of 2009. So two great things happened in 2009. One, I went to Australia with my family. And two, Saw 6 came out in cinemas. Yeah, just great. Love it. No notes. I would honestly give this film an unironic 5 stars in terms of how much it entertained me, how much it, like, it just, again, it just completely is so self-aware, all of the elements of the plot, I probably sound like I'm mumbling, I know. I mean, this show is called Days of Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings for a reason. But again, too good. It's so good. I love it. It's fantastic. It's great. Would recommend. 5 stars. I'm not even going to tell you what I'd rate it in terms of the actual filmmaking quality. I just think 5 stars, you know. again, I want to stress that this is like a so bad it's good film, but it kind of, it's so self-aware, I don't know if you could class it as so bad it's good. It's, I don't know, it's just great. Watch it. Go and show this film support. I loved it. Do watch the previous Saw films, because I feel like coming to this film completely blind to all the other ones is a bit weird, but like, once you've had to go through the slog that is Saw 2 and Saw 3, and you sort of start edging into the camp territory with Saw 4, and then you go full-blown camp Saw 5, Saw 6 truly is the cherry on top of all of that, so love it. Anyway, we're rapidly approaching the end of the show, so it's been a pleasure talking to you today about the Saw films. I'm going to wrap this boyo up real quick, but yeah, in summary, watch Saw 6 like your life depends on it. It's a great campy masterpiece. If you're into so bad it's good horror, it is a must watch. Thank you very much. Enjoy. Bye!
Daisy!
Daisy!
Midweek Movie Mumblings. Oh yes.
Right, so it looks like after I've finished discussing all the Saw films, a drawer has popped open. That was the drawer popping open noise. And another tape has appeared. So I guess all that remains for me to do is pop it into the tape player, tape recorder thing I have here, and listen to what the mysterious voice down the other end says.
Hello, Daisy. Thank you for your discussion on Saw 4, Saw 5, and Saw 6. It was great, and I really appreciated the fact you enjoyed the 3 films a lot more than the first 3, although Saw 1 was pretty good, but you know what I mean. Anyway, I'm going to let you go now, and I'll see you hopefully again in 2 weeks, because this is actually quite fun. But yeah, I'll see you then. The lozenges didn't work. My voice still hurts quite a lot, but, you know, I do what I can. I'm going to have some lozenges and a nice cup of tea now. All right. Okay. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Right. Well, thank you very much, mysterious voice down the other end of the tape. Thank you so much also to you for listening. That's right. You at home. I'm bringing you into this now. What's that Pedro Pascal meme where it's like he sort of turns around and goes, you need to know this too? Yeah, that's what I'm doing to you right now. Anyway, thank you all very much for listening. As the mysterious disembodied voice said just now, I discussed Saw 4, Saw 5, and Saw 6, continuing on in my overall discussion of the Saw franchise as a whole. Join me again next week on Days of Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings, where we will definitely 100% be discussing Madam Web and Perfect Lives, two very different films, two very recent film releases in cinema, plus another release. I'm not quite sure what it will be yet, but watch this space. And then the week after that, on Days of Magical Mystery Midweek Movie Mumblings, we're going to continue our Saw retrospective with Saw 7, Jigsaw, and Spiral. So look forward to that. It's going to be great. I can't wait. I can't wait to see you there. We'll have a great time. And obviously as well, I will be back on my mainstay show, Days of Magical Mystery Mix, this coming weekend on Saturday at 6 p.m. which will obviously be a live show, so you can get in touch then. If you'd like to send me feedback or any thoughts about today's show or any future shows, you can get in touch with me via dmmm@camfm.co.uk or for my Instagram at Daisy's Magical Mystery Mix. For now, all that remains for me to do is bask in the glorious sunlight after being released from the CamFM studio by my mysterious imprisoner, who seems very invested in me discussing the Saw films. And yeah, thank you very much. Bye. Okay, bye.